Zach.
We're just trying to process a loss like that. You guys
had it. Oh, Zach, we can't hear you.
Any better?
Yeah, you're good now.
Tori, how do you process a loss like that when you're so close right at the end there?
Yeah. It's like biting on an onion. And it's hard to describe. It's hard to describe the feeling. And it hurts. It's painful. And we feel this way because we care. And we should let it burn a little bit. And, you know, I'm still not where I need to be. I don't know. At some point I'll let this one go, but they all hurt no matter what. This one was as close as you can get, but we just didn't close it out. And we got to learn lessons from it. We got to learn how to expect to win a 2-1 game. Walk into those last few innings and play our type of baseball, have our type of at-bats, make our type of pitches, and make our type of defensive plays. I think things backed up on us a little bit in the eighth, but we've got to learn from this. That's going to be my message. I'm sending that message right now through the coaches before I came in here to the players, and we got to grow and learn. So I kind of went off on a little tangent there, but how do you process it? I still haven't. It's going to take a little bit of time, but we did a lot of things right. I'll focus on those, but we're going to get to everything we need to get to and get better from it.
Tori, what did you think of Gallen's outing today?
Yeah, he was fantastic. One run, he was in control of every inning. He was right at towing that pitch count line. I'm sure you saw his frustration with coming out of the game. And, you know, I probably have a different approach than some, but I like that. I like guys pushing back. I like guys letting me know how they feel. And I don't want guys wanting to come out of baseball games. Taking him out of the game was a little bit of a challenge, but he put us in a position to win that baseball game. He did his job. It was time to turn it over to the bullpen. But prior to that, it was typical Zach stuff. It was, you know, fastballs all over the zone. It was down secondary stuff, ton of swing and miss. It was a complete outing for him.
I know you didn't really have a choice by that point when you got out there, but was he trying to talk his way into staying in the game?
Yeah, he sure was. I told him, look, we can, I've tried to break one rule before, but your second mound visit, you got to come out of the ballgame. I just told him, man, you did your job and it's time and you're done. And we had, you know, some conversation through the course of that inning, and he did a really nice job all the way around.
Steve.
What did you see from Soria there, Tori, in that? It was like a 4 or 5 pitches. Everything just kind of went sideways on you guys. What did you see from him in that stretch right there?
Yeah, I haven't seen the location of the pitches. I haven't seen any of the highlights of or lowlights as to what happened. But I'm sure there are mistakes out over the plate. And, he's aggressive. He's going to attack. He's done it that way for a long time. I just think there were some middle mistakes. That'd be my guess. Some mistakes and some hot zones, and their hitters took advantage of it.
Jack.
Tori, in the fifth inning when Zach, pulled back the bat and slapped the ball into the double play, did you pull the bunt off or did he do that on his own?
That's an instinctual play. The bunt is on. We allow our players to read what's happening in front of them, and we practice that play an awful lot. You don't want to bunt into a trap play where they're going to potentially turn a double play on you. So we give them the freedom to pull back and slash. It just didn't work out. He hit the ball hard, hit the ball right on the screws, just hit it right to the second baseman, and it didn't work out. So it was a key moment in the game. We identified what type of bunt play they run. It didn't surprise us. We've talked about how to counterpunch it, and that was one way to counterpunch it. Just didn't work out.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got one more question. Dalton seems to have an issue with not getting rid of the mask. Like every catcher we watch, you know, they toss the mask on a pop-up.
Yeah.
And it seems to have happened with him several times. And today it looked like it really bit him because it seemed like it kept him from getting a good position to make that play. Is that something you guys have noticed? Have you talked to him about that? Any way to try to coach that out of him?
Yeah, we've seen that. I haven't seen the play, this particular play today, but we have seen that in the past, and we'll take care of that. But we have Robbie, obviously, the covers the catching part of coaching, and we'll talk to him about that and make sure that we're putting ourselves in the right position to make the play.
Zach.
Victoria, I know most of the season you guys have yearned for kind of predictable, reliable starting pitching. And mm-hmm. today and yesterday, you get good performances out of two guys who've been gone for a while, mm-hmm. but you're not able to win those games. Just how much does that add to your frustration?
Yeah, I can't be any more frustrated right now than yesterday or days past. I mean, this was a grinding game, and I'm still in that zone right now. So I know where you're going. We've just got to put together all areas of our ball club and play consistent baseball. And that includes good starting pitching. So we're getting that, and maybe, you know, we're going to see that trend continue, and we're going to continue to rely on those guys, but we got to put some offensive thoughts in there. We've got to put some defensive thoughts in there and add it all up. And at the end of the day, we're going to start to win some baseball games. And that'll be my mindset.
Correction. That's it.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Troy.
Thanks, Troy.